Hi, everybody. I hope that you had a great Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all dads out there. Just a few minutes ago, I weighed in on social media regarding Don Lemon, the CNN anchor, who apparently stated that, the United States is a deeply racist society. Americans, or certainly whites, don't view black people as human beings, and so on and so forth. And so I wrote first directly to Don Lemon, or at least tagged him, and then followed up with some additional comments. I thought I would share them here with you. So here we go. Dear Don Lemon, you have a sizable platform from which you can either sow division or spread uplifting messages. Do you truly believe that a racist society would have you as an anchor on CNN, would elect Barack Obama twice, would have a growing rate of interracial marriages? In the history of humanity, there has never been a more free society than that exemplified by the US. Does this mean that it is perfect? No, of course. But why not be intellectually honest and recognize the endless evidence that is contrary to your faux racial tribalism? Cheers. And then I continued with another set of comments. So let me read those for you. The biggest racists around today are exemplified by folks such as Mark Lamont Hill. You should check out these people, by the way, if you don't know who they are. He's a Temple University professor who recently chatted with Christopher Rufo, an upcoming guest of mine on The Sad Truth, and he told him, "What is good about being white? Give me one good thing about being white." And the irony is, he doesn't see how unbelievably racist he is, Mark Lamont Hill, by asking such a question. So, the biggest racists around today are exemplified by folks such as Mark Lamont Hill, Joy Ann Reid, Don Lemon, Michael Eric Dyson, and Ibrahim Kendi, or Ibram Kendi. They live race, they breathe race, they exhale race, they dream of race, they eat race. Everything is faux racism. They are racial supremacists. Martin Luther King is a historic figure because he preached a universal message that transcended race. He saw the shared humanity of people. These race hucksters cloak their hate, their resentment, their venom in the robe of faux progressivism. Most people do not give one damn about someone's skin color. But these hate mongers of color eat, breathe, dream, sleep racial division. Their motto, "I hate, therefore I am." "I construct faux racism, therefore I am." "I hate whitey, therefore I am." It's enough already. Marginalize their voices, laugh them out of the public square. Most people, irrespective of their skin hue, are decent and good. They want to make something of themselves. They want to love their children. They want to live in peace. And yet these haters of color are filled with racist hearts. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Cheers.